Well, you're a couple weeks now into the start of your season, practice-wise. I know there's some confines being indoors, but how do you feel these first couple weeks have gone?
No one likes being indoors when you're supposed to be outside, especially for this sport. But the girls are working hard. They come every day excited to play and use the space that we do have and try to make the most of it, which is really good. And again, the girls just want to be here, which is the biggest thing. So we make do with that, and you know, having good attitudes is a real big help in that aspect.
You take over the program this year with a wealth of experience from players who've seen a lot of time out there on the field. Being an assistant coach for so long, how much has this been a smoother transition taking over?
There really hasn't been much of a change. The practices are still done the same. The level of expectation for the girls is still the same. The coaches that we still have are great. Everyone does a great job. They do their part. We just really need to work on communication and making sure that we're all doing things together and, you know, listening and all that kind of stuff. But really, it's been a smooth transition. Everything's been going well. The girls do anything and everything that I ask. I really can't ask for more than that. And the coaches, again, have been a huge help.
Just a couple losses last year, the big one coming in the first round of the state tournament. But a successful season in spite of all that. What are some of the biggest takeaways from last year?
Just that anything can happen. West Fargo didn't win the state championship for the first time in who knows how long. But the biggest thing is just, you know, the same expectations are the same. The girls want to maintain the EDC champs that they do have, and they want to keep going forward and keep progressing. You know, I know we lost a lot of seniors last year, but the girls this year are ready to step up and take over that next thing. So I think it's just keep practicing, keep working hard, and just keep moving forward.
Look at personnel. You've lost some experienced infielders from last year, some in the outfield. What are some of the experienced bats and position players you're bringing back?
Well, we have Becca Thompson, who, again, she was a great pitcher last year, and, you know, same expectations this year, and then her being a senior, and then she's also going to the University of Jamestown next year for softball, so that's going to be a big help on that. I don't know if I'm excited about going to Jamestown, but I'm excited for her to play at the next level. And then you have Grace Shear, who's playing at VCSU next year, so nice little, you know, hometown girl there. But, you know, they've really stepped up. They're more of quiet leaders, which is really nice. They lead by example. And then we have Eliza Johnson coming back that is really good, who is very quiet, but is very good at showing people what needs to get done and kind of going from there. Eliza Schuneman does a great job also. She's always been that, you know, tough spot where she's a position player on the infield. She can go anywhere, but this year she's really ready to step up. And then we have Sam Ranisat, who's also, she was out last year with injury, but this year she's come back and she's been really positive and really ready to go. We have a really good senior class who's ready to go, and then our junior class only has two girls in it, but they're also very ready to go and very positive and trying to be more vocal and stuff like that. That's the biggest thing that we're doing this year, is trying to find a different way to lead, because the girls last year were very loud and outspoken and, you know, very good about saying things out loud. In this class, a little more reserved, but they do a good job of leading by example.
I know there's still a lot of time before you guys start playing your first games, but who are some players you think are starting to work their way into being in the lineup a majority of the time?
It's a little early to tell since we're inside and stuff like that, but again, I think Haley Schaefer is going to be good to go. Last year, she pitched for us really well, just along with Becca, and so, and then her bat's going to be huge. I think having Becca's bat and pitching is going to be a huge thing. They're some of the top pitchers in the state, and we're very fortunate that we have them with us. That's a big help there. We have a lot of girls that have been hitting really well, practicing really well, so it'll be nice to get outside and kind of see what happens when we get in the dirt.
Knowing how well your top two pitchers were last year and how well they performed and the confidence they have, knowing the bats probably need to come around a little bit, especially with the delay, potential delay to the start of the season, you think that maybe makes it a little bit easier, takes a bit of a load off?
I think so. And the biggest thing with them is, too, like they're very good about, once they get ahead and once we have a lead, they're good about keeping that lead. So I think that's another thing that we really need to make sure that we have, so that they don't get down and feel more pressure on themselves. If we do give up some runs and we don't get those runs back, like, they're pretty good about, you know, buckling down when they need to and stuff like that.
EDC champions last year, winning the conference tournament, going on to state. Looking at the way the EDC has progressed, where do you feel that you guys sit in the mix, and who you're seeing as being the top teams?
West Fargo is always going to be up there. It doesn't matter what kind of season they have or that they didn't win the state championship last year. We would be silly to underestimate them. I think they're going to be really good. I think both Grand Forks teams are kind of picking it up this year. It's really nice to see overall the EDC, everyone's getting better. So it's not just, you know, the same team over and over. Everyone's kind of picking up, learning different things, and just overall getting better. But I don't know, it's always fun to kind of see where everyone goes and where we're at too.
What's the first couple weeks game-wise looking for you guys? When do you think you're going to get outside and start practicing, and what are we looking for potentially for the first games?
Oh, I think we're supposed to play next Tuesday, but I think that's already been postponed, so we're not doing that one. I would like to get outside as soon as possible, but it looks like, from what I've heard, it sounds like we're going to play April 5th in Bismarck, and then we'll probably play April 6th in Dickinson, so a little overnight stay there, which will be fun for the girls, but I would like to get outside way before that.
EDC tournament going to be held here in Valley this year. How much excitement is there around that?
As a first-year coach or a first-year head coach, I will be honest, I'm a little bit nervous for that, but it's exciting to have it in Valley City and being able to show everyone what we have to offer here, and just, you know, with our town and the community and everything else, it'll be nice to have it in town.